Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
My vagina deserves a Purple Heart.
Well, it's Jay Medicine, yeah. Good friend of the show. 7 years ago today.
Seven years. God.
Yeah. And I mentioned earlier that he used to play those clips. He would just say stuff and then totally forget about it, and Puss would put them back in there over the years, and we just play him, and he would always come out and say this. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot just what sons of bitches you guys are.
Yeah. Missed that dude.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. All right, Craig, fill me in on the technology of the teledildonics that you were discussing earlier. Let's say we want to get one of these Oh My Bods, and we want to raise money for charity.
A good point.
Yeah, and it costs a dollar to fire up Puss's Oh My Bod, and he's got it stuffed in an orifice somewhere.
Well, because he is an age. He's a hermaphrodite. We could have two toys on at once.
Right. Does it need to be assigned to a certain phone, or can it be publicly accessible?
That's a good point.
One assumes that it being publicly accessible would not work out reasonably
I'm guessing it's like any Bluetooth thing. You have to have it paired with your phone.
Plus, it would just smoke. Eventually, because people be buzzing Puss all day long.
Yeah, but is it Bluetooth? Because from what I've read about these things, you could be in, say, Omaha and somebody in Denver.
Right. Long distance stuff, yeah.
Right, so that's not necessarily Bluetooth.
Maybe it's Wi-Fi or something.
Craig mentioned webcam girls use them, so they must be able to be accessed remotely from more than one place.
You like it, don't you?
Well, no, that would be two different ones. She would be controlling one for you, and you'd be controlling one for her, for instance.
Oh, I thought you just pressed a button, the Oh My Bod.
Stuffed in an orifice.
Of your choice. Stuffed in the orifice of whoever you're looking at went off.
I'm looking at Big P right now.
Hey, I'm a duck.
Look me in the eye when you do that.
I do. I would.
I just think that would be a good opportunity to
raise money for charity.
All
right.
It's an interesting tactic.
Give Puss a big O for charity.
I like that idea.
Well, eventually we'd all have them. And we'd be raising all kinds of money.
That's not going to work too well for me in this time slot. There's not a lot of room there.
Plus, we're going to need a nap.
Yeah.
We're all going to need a nap. We're going to be spent by 7.
Well, since you're here the shortest, we'll hit it hard while you're here.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know where we're going to put it in this time that I'm here. It's going to smell really bad.
Oh, that's where you're going to put it. That's right. Yeah.
I don't know where else
that's
where
we would put it.
I don't know where else
you
could go.
No, you can get a C ring or something like that.
That'd be great. Plenty of room there.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I'd much rather do that.
That's where my head was the whole time, except for Puss, because he's a hermaphrodite.
Big guy.
He can handle it. Oh, different bit there. You guys weren't even thinking about the junk.
No.
You were thinking about butt plugs.
Well, can you blame us?
Nope. what's new, PD?
Michelle Bachmann birthday this day. And,
who did we lose?
1995, we lost the Mick.
Oh.
24 years ago, we lost Mickey Mantle.
Happy birthday!
How long did he have a new liver before he actually just died then? Remember that? Oh, kidney, excuse me. He lost.
Well, he had liver cancer that killed him. Well, Mickey Mantle disease killed him.
But he got something to keep his alcoholism alive. He was alive, and he
got a transplant.
Yeah, he got a transplant, and there was rumors that he was getting pushed to the head of the list because
he was the Mick.
Yeah, because he was Mickey Mantle. But then he ultimately
died from the same thing.
Yeah, he was going to die anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what the time gap in was there. 63.
He was only 63.
63 years old, yeah.
Man. What year?
1995. Yes, sir.
He had a hard life, man. I mean, he had a hard
by
young
choice.
Life.
By choice.
He lived it up.
Yep.
He lived it up. There's stories about him when he played with the Yankees and just drinking escapades and playing ball every day and drinking.
Oh yeah,
and he was the king, man.
Picture those guys with beers and cigarettes in their mouth during the game,
going to the park, man.
That is two. Is Kirby Puckett Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay. Two Jay Medicine Hat Hall of Fame baseball connections.
Right.
He has the same Michelle Bachmann birthday
as Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle. That's right.
He's a Wiener cousin. And he's Wiener cousins with Kirby Puckett.
Yep. Man, he is connected up
Mick,
there.
Mick got a liver transplant in June of 95.
Oh, so he made it a few months.
Yeah, that was. That's why people were mad. People were mad about because he was going to die anyway.
And he was self-inflicted.
They wasted a liver on somebody that could have given it to somebody else. And rightly so.
It says, prior to the operation, doctors also discovered he had inoperable type of liver cancer.
Right, and they thought that liver could have went to somebody else. I remember that. It was a big scandal at the time. Everybody loves a Mick, I get it, but he was also pushed ahead of some people.
Cirrhosis and Hep C.
In the morning. It's an aggressive show.
That could be a show.
Now, I don't know if the Mick will be crawling out of the corn one day from now, or 1 year from now, at the Field of Dreams.
He died just a couple of months.
Right after.
After the transplant.
The liver was installed.
That caused the controversy then.
Right. Yeah, I think they changed the rules then, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. I think there was more rule. I think you couldn't be pushed ahead because you were famous or had money.
They paid attention to protocol.
Probably.
I'm sure you could still.
So he got a disease and a rule named after him? The Mickey Mantle rule?
Right. Yeah, right.
Weasel your way into.
I don't know if you can anymore.
It might be more difficult.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that you can't.
Well, there's no corruption in medical or insurance world, so I'm sure.
You know what? That's a great question for Dr. Mina. Has that changed, and is it on the up and up? I know people have had transplants, and they were just on a list and eventually got lucky, including my father-in-law, actually.
Oh.
A couple years back,
So the Field of Dreams, I just had a friend of mine, actually, they drove by it.
Oh,
said, well, what the hell? Let's stop. Right. And it's exactly what you picture. It's a ballpark and corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's not too far off the interstate, is
right.
it?
Right. No, they said it was about a 20-minute detour from where they were going.
That's what I thought.
And they were going up north.
I think there's also a tractor museum you can see there.
Ooh.
That sounds exciting. Yeah.
That's why I'm going.
Now, I guess they only charge if you want to go see inside the house, which I don't want to see inside the house. I just want to see the ball field and walk out of the corn.
They filmed inside that house, too, then? So that the interiors look like the house?
I believe so.
Okay, got it. I thought somebody still lived there. I guess not.
I had no idea.
There's more money as a tourist attraction than living there, I guess.
Yeah. So 1 year from now, Major League Baseball is going to play a game there.
Well, they're building a whole other stadium right next to it.
Is that what they're doing?
That's how we talked about this last week when you weren't around. And they show it's because the original stadium is only about 280, 300. So obviously
that'd
can't
be
play
hilarious.
That.
That'd be an 8-hour game.
Exactly. Yeah. But right out past the cornfield, in the corn also, they're building a temporary place. And Puss said he read into it.
Have it.
Yeah, 8,000 seats. But it's like that for that week, maybe. And then they're going to tear it down and grow corn back up there.
Temporary seats.
Yeah.
Temporary field. Like the renderings showed, like, you know.
Which I didn't understand. I thought what they should have done, if you look at the rendering, all they needed to do was knock down more corn and make it 400. And then, I don't know.
Then it wouldn't be the field.
Then you grow it all back once you're done and leave it just the way it was.
It didn't look
actually
like,
play where the damn house is.
But even then, they wouldn't have room for seating.
No, they wouldn't.
The room for seating would be the problem.
Yeah, because it looks like, I'm looking at a picture now, like first base to the house is not very far.
That's why. And there wouldn't be any room for the 8,000 people.
Yeah, and it looked like they were going to put like temporary buildings up behind for the locker rooms and clubhouse and everything. Yeah.
It's a lot of money, man. Yeah. A lot of money for just a PR thing like that.
Where are they going to put the runway and where are they going to put the five-star? Because hotels, they have to be five-stars. Baseball players' contracts, they have to be five-stars.
Oh, do you think they're just – I think they're
I don't know where the closest airport to fly them in is. I mean, you're going to bus a bunch of multimillionaires over to Dyersville?
Yes, you are. That's how they do it.
That's an interesting one.
Is it near Des Moines?
Must be somewhere around.
I want to say Dubuque might be the closest.
The closest airport? Okay.
Yeah, Quad City somewhere. Were there fences up? It didn't.
No, there never was.
Just the cornfield.
Corn is the fence.
Just the fence, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's have a catch.
Maybe Tim Tebow will walk out of the corn there, since his baseball season is over again.
He's just going to do football now, right?
Right.
More than likely. Yeah.
Shoeless.
He's hosted a game show.
Shoeless Tim Tebow.
What's the game show?
I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
Who knows God better?
Yeah.
How lucky he got injured right before football season.
Yeah, he suffered a cut hand, hangnail, maybe I'm thinking, while fielding a ball in outfield in July and was placed on the injured list. He's going to be back on the SEC Network just in time. And if you're wondering...
Are they going to bring him back for like a 37-year-old double-A player next spring?
You got to wonder, because all the talk was, in September, would he be on the SEC Network or the Mets?
Yeah. You know, SEC network. We always knew that.
Yeah, yeah. We always knew that. Yeah. Now, some idiots did not know that, but he finished the year batting a paltry 163.
God, man.
Four home runs for all the power hitting he's supposed to have.
He's got some potential.
98 strikeouts.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, in 77 games. When 98 strikeouts, 77 games.
Now it technically is a sideshow.
Yeah.
There's really no reason for it.
Yeah.
That's like anybody just wanting to play baseball. There's a lot of people want to play baseball that don't get the shot.
Right.
They can bat one. A lot of guys can bat 163. Not us, but a lot of guys can bat 163.
Yeah, a lot of guys. I think MJ did better now.
Yeah, I think he did actually. Right.
Yeah, but he played for a different reason.
Love.
Because he got gambling.
I don't think
Tebow
got gambling. Got the gambling problem.
No. No, right. Yeah. No. He wasn't trying to get away from anything.
Right.
Wasn't setting up a brand.
No. Yeah. Or the league wasn't trying to hide him.
He's hosting a game show. It's on network, too.
Jordan hit 202.
Nice.
All right.
You got
three
him.
Home runs.
Well, he wasn't a power hitter.
30 stolen bases, 114 strikeouts.
Yeah, that was double A. He only made the double A.
Yeah, that was double A Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he probably bet on himself to strike out.
Right.
But I remember.
No, I did.
He probably cashed in on that.
Why'd this line move? Yeah,
that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame for baseball.
A-Rod had some items stolen out of his car.
Yeah. This a rental.
This was out of a rental?
A rental car.
This.
Who has this? Tell him how much was stolen.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Okay, so the rental makes it make more sense to me because when I initially read the story that his car had been robbed of nearly $500,000 worth of items, I thought to myself, you would have to rob my whole car 1,000 times. Like, take the whole car 1,000 times to get $500,000 worth of items.
Yeah, nobody has a $500,000 car.
Plus,
well, he could.
I was wondering.
It was a rental. And right. But what's he have laying in it? Does he have just jewelry laying in it? I didn't get the story.
Yeah, probably, especially since it's a rental. He's traveling, so he's got his Crown Royal bag of jewels and camera. It says a bag.
That's what he keeps.
Right, and I thought he would have a nicer car than a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
No. The rental, you know it was. Here's your spec, sir.
I'm sure he upgraded.
You got a Toyota Yaris or similar.
Right. A-Rod's walking to the
car. Just give me the subcompact.
Yeah. $19.99 a day, you can't beat that.
You want the insurance?
Okay.
No, I'm good. Do you want us to refuel it, A-Rod? No, I'll get that.
Tebow's, it's called Million Dollar Mile.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's LeBron's show.
It's a weird show.
Hosted by Tim Tebow.
Yeah, right. I tried to watch it. It's just a guy chasing another guy, and they're kind of lit up. It's just really weird.
And I think it's on CBS Sports.
I don't think it
made the network.
Man, I wouldn't have stopped on CBS Sports. I know that was network.
Oh, they might have shown it on network once, but I think they moved it over.
Yeah. Man, you'd think a LeBron production with Tim Tebow's name on it is like made for network.
Yeah, exactly, because What's-His-Face has a golf show on network.
Yeah, Steph Curry. Holy moly.
They were probably hoping that. Too, and then it got moved. Yeah,
it's a weird show. It's a weird show. I didn't get the premise actually.
It's bad when you can't make it in summer filler season.
Right.
Is it an obstacle course kind of thing?
No, it's like one guy gets a head start, another guy chases him. They run a mile and they're lit up, and the expert, the really in shape guy, chases another guy that's in shape, but he catches him usually. I didn't really get it.
It says there's an obstacle course.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw this video, and it's got to be years old, but I was curious why I didn't see it till now, but it's like a streaker. Naked guy gets loose on a Ninja Warrior set.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And he makes it a long way.
I've seen that. I've seen that. That's funny. That's a funny video.
It really is. With his scrambled dink.
Well, Mr. Blur dink.
Matt Iceman will be here in October. We can ask him about it.
Yeah, Iceman will be here in October.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably witnessed the whole thing, unedited.
There might be a tape of him calling it.
Yeah, there might be.
So a year from now, that game at the Field of Dreams will be going on. And
White Sox and who?
Yankees president.
Okay, yep. Right.
And then also about a year from now, the Olympics will be going on.
Oh, that's
Olympics,
right, the Olympics are next
in
year.
In Tokyo. Yeah. And this day in 2016, Michael Phelps wrapped up his Olympic career in Rio. His 23rd gold medal.
That's how he celebrated, right?
13 individual gold medals.
Oh, no, actually, he did the bong hit before the last Olympics,
kind of
right?
In the middle, in the DUI.
Yeah.
He had, he's got 23 gold medals all time. He does.
Yeah.
Name the other Olympians with a lot of gold medals.
Lewis, but
Carl
Lewis,
Lewis.
He's got seven, right? Or eight?
Mark Spitz. There you go.
That's it.
How about some of these gymnastic chicks?
Yeah, they're old. Yeah, we don't know their names as much.
But not this many.
Carl Lewis and Michael Spitz, two of the most decorated gold medal Olympic, especially United States athletes.
Mark Spitz.
What did I say? Mike?
Michael Spitz.
Oh, Scott.
Scott Spitz. Spitz.
Scott Spitz.
Yes, he does.
They
Scott Spitz. That's funny.
Michael Phelps, his 23 golds are more than
I know.
Mark Spitz and Carl Lewis gold medals combined.
Right.
They combined for 18.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps has 23. That is how much more dominant he
especially
was.
Especially because they were all, I mean, if it's all swimming, it was also different disciplines, different strokes, I mean, everything, you know?
Different folks?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Yeah. And so is this bong hit. Well, the Michael Phelps bong hit.
The lung capacity he has.
Right.
He could easily do a 3
That's
minute.
That's how.
3:47 is his bong
he
hit.
Got to be such a good swimmer.
We're only a minute into the bong hit. By
8 foot
way.
Bongs.
Yep.
I'm going to let it go.
He started out with the bong.
And you, by the way, you see, they keep lighting it, too.
And then move to the swimming. A
they
lot
keep
of people
filling
think
it. They keep
it's
filling
the other
it.
Way around.
Yeah. He's got a bong Sherpa.
Well, they got to keep filling it, so you're going to burn out. You're going to burn the original weed, and the bowl is going to go. So they keep filling it and lighting it. Yeah. You hear that.
All right, here's an email from Mike. And I don't know if this is true or not. I would tend to disagree and go with our story. Love the show. I'm in no way criticizing. Just want to clarify events around Michael Jordan's baseball career.
Okay.
He gave up basketball after his father was murdered. You remember he got killed in the rest area?
Yeah.
South Carolina, North Carolina, and went to baseball trying to relive his childhood.
No, the rumor was always what Petey said. Behind the scenes, he had a gambling problem, and they said, listen, go away and do something for a little bit and come back.
Yeah, and I
believe that more often.
And Reinsdorf owned the Bulls and the minor league team he was going to, Jerry Reinsdorf, and Nike probably came to him and said, look, we'll make a brand around this. It'll be a multi-sport brand, which how's that worked out for the Jumpman? Right. You know?
And he came back. Granted, he wanted to play baseball. He probably thought he could do something.
I think he played for the Scottsdale Scorpions of the Independent League. Or was he in Birmingham?
He was in Birmingham.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, the Barons. He was in Birmingham.
I think you're right, Todd. I think there was a short stint in Scottsdale. As well, like
where he started
Birmingham.
Or something.
Yeah,
I do remember he bought the Birmingham team a brand new bus too.
Yeah, because that was the 30 for 30, wasn't it? The busing to Birmingham or something like that. I thought it was a civil rights thing. It was just about Jordan.
You can believe a happy story. I tend to believe he probably did want to play baseball, but he also saw an out.
He had to get away from gambling allegations, and then Nike was saying we'll make you into a global brand. Which, by the way, college football teams have the Jumpman logo. College basketball teams, baseball teams. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It worked. And I think his dad, did his dad die?
His dad died,
what's the timing on that one?
He died.
About the same as
this
long grip?
Before the third championship?
He died around the time Todd and I moved here because we slept in a rest area. And Todd and I used to joke about that.
That scared you.
We slept in a rest area.
But we were safe because we were in Indiana.
Here you go.
Thanks, Mike.
That's a good hit.
Oh, man. Good job.
Yeah, he died in July of 93. So I think that would have been right after the first three.
I knew it was right around that because Todd and I drove here in August of 93 together. And we slept at a rest area because we drove all night. And we just laid in the grass a little bit and we couldn't fall asleep. But we just kind of slept in our car sitting up.
Yeah.
The back seat was full of crap.
Then we slept upright.
Yeah. Which was really sad.
Because my speakers were in the back.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
And my underwear. That was it. It was just a bunch of crap in the back seat. What a joke we were. But we were talking about. We talked about that. We're sitting there thinking, man, remember Michael Jordan's dad was killed just resting on the highway.
So you guys just sat like. Driver, passenger, slept like that?
Yeah.
Because we went outside and we pulled into a rest stop and it was getting morning, it was kind of dark. And we laid down the grass with nothing, just laid in the grass.
I think we even threw a blanket down.
But it was like dewy and everything. Yeah. And we also thought, this is stupid.
And then you were cuddling, and you didn't want people to see
it.
So cold. I just like Todd's, like, we only got so much room in the car. I can't take most of my stuff, but the speakers are in.
Well, all of our clothes, too.
Taking the speakers.
All of our clothes, too.
No,
we didn't bring the speakers.
If the speakers made the trip or
just
not.
Enough junk.
That you couldn't go. Yeah. What was the movie with Robert Downey Jr. and that
Iron
funny
Man.
Dude?
Galifianakis.
And they're at a rest stop somewhere, and like they're trying to sleep, and Galifianakis, all of a sudden you just hear Todd's. And he goes like, I can't do that sound. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I have to do it before I go to sleep.
That's right.
You guys.
Yeah. No, we were so tired, we didn't even have to masturbate.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
We were in the same bench seat up front.
Well,
so.
we didn't have to, but.
And one more to part you with. You want the good news or the bad news?
About what?
You want the good news or the bad news?
Well, you're going to do both?
Bad news.
The bad news is...
The bad news.
Is we're 65 days away from the NBA season.
Good news.
The NBA schedule is out.
Yeah.
65 days to the NBA season. We still have 23 days to the NFL season.
How
does
this story,
algebra make any sense?
And I guarantee you the ESPN who sold their soul will talk about the schedule all day long today.
And we're 23 days from
Unless you're watching the NFL. I just watch NFL shows now. I don't watch... because they'll still talk basketball every day on those shows.
Oh, I think I got your movie without even looking it up because I saw it the other day. Was it called Due Date?
Yes.
That might be
it. Robert Downey Jr. trying to get home because his wife's having a baby.
That's it.
And he lost his wallet.
That's
so
it.
Galifianakis.
All
is
hell getting, breaks
right,
loose.
And then wackiness ensues.
That's it.
Well, wackiness is a key word.
That's
there.
It.
Wacky.
April Macy later on. Thanks, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.